And welcome to episode 23 of the Oddcast podcast. New sound, new beginning.
New microphone.
I hope they notice. Hope they're not listening again. That, no, it ain't new microphone. Maybe it's the same old microphone, but it's a new one to them.
We're just in a room where there's not, like, green pine cones being burnt on the fire immediately next to the mic.
Oh, yeah. And people farting into the mic.
Well, that might happen.
It might happen. Okay. Oddcast podcast, episode 23, with your host Adam and Will!
Yep, not Billy.
Not Billy. He's still not coming back and... He's still not here and he's not coming back.
He's not.
He's
a busy man.
He's travelling the world.
Yes.
He's on the lookout for some stones.
Meeting new people.
Yep. So hopefully...
Shooting them.
Yeah. He's in Afghanistan, everybody. He's not in the army.
No, he's there for a tourist trip.
He's gone to the Disneyland in Afghanistan. Arab land.
A bit confused.
Yeah. Burkaland. He's gone to Burkaland.
Okay.
Everybody wears a burqa.
Oh, wow. That sounds like some parts of outer London.
Hey, maybe it's Bradford.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are listening to the 23rd episode of Oddcast Podcast with Will. And if you listened to 22... And 21, you would have heard Will, especially 21 when you were extremely drunk.
Didn't we do one before that as well when I was just fairly drunk?
No, you were really drunk. Ask an American you've been involved with.
Yep.
Quite a lot. Which you are now a key member of.
Absolutely.
Because he literally has jumped into Bill's shoes.
Yes.
And they're very small and they're hurting his feet.
They're tiny. I'm a size 12.
And what's he, a size 4?
About that.
He's got tiny feet!
Yeah.
Billy has tiny feet. Mental.
And a piano player's hands.
What does that mean?
And just fine, long fingers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for fingering.
And changing tyres.
And stuffing turkeys.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So why don't you tell everyone a bit about yourself, Will? Because obviously, episode 21, people were like, you were throwing yourself in people's faces with your drunk and rambling.
Yep.
And 23, it was, you know, we didn't really get into much chatter. We were talking about sandpaper and penguins.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As you're going to be the newest co-host of the Oddcast podcast, I think you should introduce yourself properly.
Okay. Well, I was born back in 1942, the son of a rich carpenter and a crack addict. I was actually born in Norway, but we weren't allowed to speak foreign in the house, so I was actually raised just using sign language. I went to school, it was the School of Hard Knocks, which is why my head's so lumpy. and I collect gazelles.
Gazelles?
Gazelles, yes.
What's a gazelle? Like a deer?
Yeah, kind of.
Why do you collect them?
I just like them. What do you collect?
I collect hats and stamps.
What's a hat? Is that like a head warmer thing?
It's a beanie hat.
Yeah. Why do you collect them?
It's when my head gets cold.
Okay.
See, I have a reason.
Tell you what, you could have a hat made out of gazelles.
Like a stag hat?
You could put the horns on it, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, would you like that?
Exciting. Yeah.
We have options.
See, I'm a little bit rusty with the Oddcast podcast. I feel like I haven't done this in months.
It's been quite a good few weeks.
We've been on and off, haven't we?
We've been remiss. Well, the last one was a cop-out, let's be honest.
The last one we cheated.
Rude Radio show.
Yeah, we cheated. We just replayed something we recorded for the RudeRadio.net, which you're probably listening to right now. Hello, Rude Radio listeners. We've been doing Ask an American, which I'm hoping anyone who listens to this... listens to Ask Americans. Pretty much it's us and some Americans.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. And it's just as funny.
I'd like to think, you know.
It's not funnier. Is the main one. This is, you know.
Yeah, this is the important one.
Yeah, you get that one as a side project, whatever they call it. Side order.
It's like, I don't know what it's like. I had a brilliant analogy just lined up there. It was just.
He went.
It was. It's like a big fan of Friends can watch the Joey spin off or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it's never going to be the same.
All right, let's put it this way. What is it? If the Oddcast podcast was a sitcom,
yeah,
it would be Cheers.
Really.
And the Ask American is Frasier.
But
it has its own little group of people that listen to it who may have never even heard of this podcast.
And I must admit, I see Frasier as somewhat superior.
It could be. It could be, you know, it could you, be a little
let's
bit
Let's look
superior.
At it as the bottom to our young ones.
That sounds a bit rude.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Let's not look at young ones'
listening bottoms. May not get it.
They're going to think it's a paedophile podcast. It's not a paedophile podcast.
No.
I don't think anybody's made a paedophile podcast.
If they...
Specifically for paedophiles.
Well, I'm not going to check.
The Pedo Podcast.
Yeah.
If I called this episode the Pedo Podcast, no, do you reckon I'd get a lot of hits?
I think this episode needs to be Where the Fuck Did Billy Go?
Where the fuck did Billy go? Where did he go?
Suggestions on a Twitter, please.
At Barker Podcast. Or Oddcast Podcast. Or you can go to the actual website, which has everything you need regarding the Oddcast Podcast and Ask an American, oddpoduk.wordpress.com. It's amazing.
Smooth.
You can find everything there.
Really? Everything?
Everything.
Kiddie porn?
I do.
Oh.
Not kiddie porn. No. No way. No way. So, I do feel a bit rusty. I feel a little bit like we've left this and it's sort of festered in its own filth.
I like to think it's been maturing, like fine cheese.
Or like a big poo that no one's caught at the end of a garden. It's got
that nobody's caught?
Well, you know, when a dog goes and poos at the end of the garden, one notices it.
So you say, because I wasn't thinking of dog poo, I was just...
Oh, you're thinking, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Which would be a bit weird.
But you've pooed in my garden before.
I haven't pooed in it.
You have?
Pissed in your garden all the time.
And you know, shit.
No, I generally save that for the house. I find it makes your house smell better.
Oi! It's not getting... See, Billy was never this mean. I was mean to Billy, but...
Yeah.
Will was mean to me. It's like... Karma. It's a karma podcast.
It's a boomerang, dude.
It is. Okay, so... should we get straight into episode 23? It's the last podcast of 2011.
Have we not started?
Well, yeah, I always play the theme. It's like a little epilogue, and then we go into the theme... Then we go into
the podcast. Dude, you fucked right up there, mate.
Why?
Epilogues come at the end. This is like a prologue.
Prologue! See, that's what Will's is. It's correct me and everything.
Or we could take this bit and put it at the end of the podcast.
That confuses people,
though. Something at the end and put it at the start of the podcast.
Oh, that's like Inception. That's like Memento shit.
Everyone.
People are, what's going on? Someone's playing it backwards. You know, when you get a record player, play the song backwards. Like that.
What does ning yang ning yang ning yang mean, though? Is it something about hail?
Podcast, go forward like this.
Nah.
I don't like to talk like that.
There was a hint of the Pakistani in there.
Hey, listen, let's not start getting racist now. Okay, so are you ready, Will, to venture into the Oddcast Podcast universe officially as co-host?
What if I say no?
Then this is going to be an 8-minute podcast, which people will be like, yes!
Well,
your brother Tom is probably listening to this right now going, thank fuck for that. I can't deal with a long podcast.
Well, I do like to disappoint, so I'm going to say yes. Yes, I'm ready.
He's ready. So everybody, strap yourselves in. Get that popcorn out.
What, for a podcast?
Pull down them trousers. If you want to train, do it. See what reaction you get. No one will sit next to you. Trust me.
Okay.
Works
for you.
It does. Here is episode 23 of the Oddcast Podcast.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Harry's been very filled with jealousy since, and decides it's time to get his miniature man bit puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my God!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Okay, episode 23.
Well, we're going to have to change that.
I was just going to say, I think we have to change that last little bit, which is a shame, because she's got a beautiful voice, okay?
Well, perhaps she might sing us a new one.
Yeah, but she's Billy's girlfriend.
Well...
That'd be a bit awkward. That's like going out... That's like her, them two splitting up, and then us going over there and hanging around with her, and not Billy.
We could do that.
But that's wrong, no? You can't do that. Bro to four hoes, man. All the time.
Okay.
Unless it's a sexual favour, then it's always a hoe.
Yeah, I mean, I think that seems a perfectly reasonable, rational system.
I think that's the way
if
I
you don't mind it. Having your nuts torn off by your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you call her a hoe.
I know, I didn't call her a hoe. I didn't mean it like that, but you know what I mean. New microphone, Will!
I know, it's beautiful.
I'm so excited. The people at home are probably like, where's the crackling gone? Yeah. Where's all the dogs? Well, the dogs aren't here. Will's house.
Yeah.
So where's all the crappy noise?
Well, we'll probably have a cat coming through the cat flap making stupid noises at some point. Particularly when the cat finds out you've stolen its chair.
Well, it was here when I came and sat down.
Oh,
I took that thing off as well.
Oh, you did. Good.
And
otherwise, you're on it.
It's a very small cat. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody, for listening. What do you want to talk about? Well, what should we do? Because it's the end of 2011.
Well, how about we talk about some of the wonderfully exciting things that happened in 2011?
Well, what happened in 2011, Will? Start us off.
Amy Winehouse died.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Was it?
Well, we're going to get controversial now.
Not controversial, it's just I had no time for her.
Kind of had it coming. Not saying that she deserved to die.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's like, if someone's going to sit there and inject themselves...
Was it confirmed? It was confirmed fully drugs-related. It was her own fucking stupid doing, wasn't it?
She died of too much alcohol.
Oh, right. Oh, fine. That's all right, then.
She died, apparently. She had no drugs in her body at all. It was just... They reckon it was the drugs that she weren't taking. Her body couldn't uptake the fact that there was no drugs in her body. Which is kind of really
right,
messes
then.
You up. You're like, Jesus Christ, just give her a fucking drug, man.
Well, it was like Lemmy out of Motorhead. I remember reading about him or hearing an interview or something, and he was actually saying that he took so much speed in his life that it completely altered his drug chemistry, and he just can't function without it at all now, which is nice.
Very so I feel...
I'm similar like that in coffee. I like my coffee.
You like your coffee? No, I'm not a fan of coffee. Fan of tea. Oh, not coffee.
You know, you can't beat a good cup of tea sometimes, but first thing in the morning is a coffee.
Gotcha.
Indeed.
So Amy Winehouse died.
Yeah.
It's sad for Sam. Maybe she was a good musician.
She had a half decent voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think she kind of
ruined Valerie by the Zootons with Mark the Twat ruining Mark Ronson's help.
Who actually won a Brit Award for Best Solo Male Performer. And he never sings.
Well, but the Brit Awards are a kind of pointless waste of time anyway.
See, it took me a while to realise that.
Yeah.
I used to think that if you won a Brit Award, you must be talented, but then I realised...
It's another fucking popularity contest.
They all come from the same school, Brit school. So, that's why a lot of bands that kind of get forgotten about.
Yeah, like anyone that won The X Factor.
Hey, let's not diss The X Factor. There's people out there listening who love The X Factor. Little Mix won it this year.
Ooh.
Four Little Girls...
Oh, I heard the fucking abortion they made of a perfectly good song.
Abortion of a perfectly horrible. Good song.
Yeah.
I like that.
Was it Damien Rice, Cannonball?
Cannonball, yeah.
You know,
great
really
song.
Nice song.
Theirs is pretty poor.
It's almost as bad as Madonna's cover of American Pie.
Can't stand Madonna.
Well, nor can Guy Ritchie.
That's true. Have you seen his missus now?
No, I've not.
He proper traded up. Proper traded up. Fair play. But, yeah, no, X Factor, they didn't get the Christmas number one this year. But they did get number one, so no one's really making a big deal out of it.
Who got the Christmas number one this year, then?
The guy who does the TV show The Choir, where he gets together a load of people and makes them sing a song.
Oh, right, so it's another reality TV thing.
But this one, it's for the military wives. So it's military wives singing a song for their husbands out in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay, charity, I can have some time for that.
So you're kind of giving it that. Thing. It wasn't a Christmassy song, though, it was a bit... It weren't my cup of tea, I know what it's for.
And does an all-girl cover of a Damien Rice song constitute a Christmassy song then? Did they put some sleigh bells in the background?
No, it wasn't all Christmassy at all, it was quite depressing.
Yeah.
It was all monotone, I was a little bit disappointed. They don't, but they're not going to be bringing out them songs. You know, when they come out, they're bringing out proper high-tempo sort of Destiny's Child music, even though they're not black.
They'll be shite.
Who knows?
Me.
In a year's time, you could be eating your words, you'd be like, Little Mix, you're amazing.
I... We'll admit that there is a possibility if you take every decision that is made and apply the trousers of time theory that every decision made, I could get hit just hard enough on the head by a bus that it damages my mind enough to come to that conclusion. It's possible.
Okay, so there you go. Write that on down, people. Will he's opening his mind to the X Factor.
Oh, yes.
Really addicted to this.
I'm totally open.
I got
to
Billy. Addicted to it last year.
Billy is weak.
He is. You're a bit stronger than me. Stronger than Billy.
Oh no, we're not going to have to arm wrestle for this, are we?
Arm wrestle? What's this? A fucking Sylvester Stallone movie in the 80s. Remember that one's called?
I can't remember. Oh Christ, it was the one where he played an arm wrestler. But it was
Whoa,
shite.
Thank God for that.
Well no, he might have arm wrestled in some Rocky films. I don't know, I don't watch them.
Well he did. He done good in the Rocky films, and I was watching the other day
I
and I didn't realise how good the first and second ones were.
What was the one? No, I say I haven't watched them. I haven't watched them since shortly after they came out. What was the one where? Was it Dolph Lundgren was in one?
Yeah, Rocky Four.
Yeah,
he dies.
And that's had the Christ, what was his name? Black fellow with a moustache.
Apollo Creed.
Thank you. But yeah, I remember that
he
one.
Died,
but,
man. That was a sad one.
Was it?
Yeah, Apollo Creed gets knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, it was a film.
Living in America. Hey. Get out the floor.
Ooh.
Give me one more. Yeah.
Yeah. So our rundown of 2011's going well here.
Yeah, we could talk about 2011. Well, yeah. 1980 fucking four.
Yep.
1990, I think, Rocky.
And for the 2011 conversation, we managed to go back as far as what was at number one last week.
Exactly. All right, let's go back again. Who else died? Colonel Gaddafi got killed.
Yeah, Gaddafi. Yep.
My mate. Yeah. I used to play Scrabble with him on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
He was quite cool.
Yeah.
He was. He couldn't spell for shit.
Well, I think he was playing in a different language to you.
No, it was all in English.
Oh, right, that's okay. Yeah. Good old Mo.
Yeah, old Mo. And Osama bin Laden died. So,
yep.
Yay, capitalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay, let's do it. Let's see, always wins. Because we can buy guns. Communists can't buy guns.
They have to share them. Barack Obama, apparently in the States.
Barack.
Barack Obama. Good Irish surname, what can you say? he is worshipped by certain people. I'm not going to say all Americans, but I kept hearing this footage. Apparently how he'd gone up so well in the opinion polls for killing Osama bin Laden. And it just makes him sound like the kind of president out of the Tom Clancy books, or films, in your case.
Oh, what, House of Ford ones?
Yeah, because those are the kind of American presidents that would go out and take on the world's number one terrorist.
I would expect Arnold Schwarzenegger to go and do it.
Yeah, governor of California, in about his arse.
Was he governor when he died? No, he wasn't, was he?
What? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Was a governor in California?
Yeah.
And he wasn't
when
the governor.
When Osama died.
Yeah, when Osama died.
Because if you were about to tell me Schwarzenegger's dead.
Oh, no, he's not
dead. You would have ruined my day.
I don't think he's dead.
What, Schwarzenegger?
No, he's not dead. Unless people listen to this in 30 years' time and he is dead, then our condolences
to
his 12
kids. At the time of recording,
kids.
Which is New Year's Eve.
To 2011.
Yeah.
Still, end of the year.
Yeah.
He's not dead. No, but he wasn't. I don't think he was the governor. If he was. But then he could have been on like one of the missions. Like in Commando. This is his last port of call as governor of California.
Just one more job.
Yeah. That's it. Expendable.
It's always that, isn't it? Just one more job.
I'm going to kill him. Oh, not Obama. No, fuck that. That's not fucking one of the.
I have to kill Bin Laden.
I'm going to kill him. Get down the floor. Get down.
Okay.
Dead air.
Yeah.
Dead air. Right.
You killed that.
I do apologise. Everybody.
You killed that harder than Arnie ever killed anything.
I love Arnie films.
Oh, they're brilliant. Some of the old ones. The one-liners were so piss poor, though, but they were great.
I'm so glad that he's not governor of California no more, because he's going to pop up in everything now. They are giving him movie after movie.
Oh, yeah. There'll be another Terminator with him in.
He's got to do something. He's going to be in Expendables 2. He's actually going to do something in it, though, this time.
I quite liked The Expendables. It was... Yeah, there was a level of suspension of disbelief, but it wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Sylvester Stallone still fighting at that age?
Nah, clearly.
It was all CGI. CGI muscles.
Oh, yeah.
CGI action.
They could make Woody Allen into, like, an Adonis.
Do you know what? Woody Allen in an action movie would be amazing.
I think it could be interesting.
Could you do a Woody Allen
impression? Woody Allen versus Jet Li. No, fuck me, I can't.
I can't either.
No.
Christopher Walken, though.
Can he do a Woody Allen impression?
He probably can. No, because Walken does his own impression. But I always try to do it, but I don't know if I sound like him. I end up sounding like Fozzie Bear.
Come on, let's hear it.
And no, I can't do it. No, I can't do it, because now I've got it in my head that I can't
you
do it.
You actually sounded like the start of an Italian fruitier. Oh, come on, you buy my order, Jazz.
It's the mad Dominio Day.
Right, so 2011 then.
2011, lots of things happened. I've got a list here.
I've got a couple of old newspapers over there.
Yeah, so what happened last week?
Fuck knows.
Okay, let's go to the most talked about celebrity news.
Oh, fucking hell. I thought we were going to talk about stuff that happened.
Well, no, it's celebrity news. Stuff that happened.
What exciting celebrity news was talked about during the year then, Adam?
Oh, do you remember when Justin Bieber
was
accused of being the father of a kid?
No.
When this 20-year-old fan, Maria Yeager, said that they had an account in his dressing room. And then he fathered her child when he was only 17. Which technically is rape.
Statutory rape. She should be in prison.
Yeah. Well, it never happened because they dropped the case and then she kind of just disappeared.
Okay.
After getting paid loads of money to sell her story.
No.
So she's fucking clever. Really. She's done alright out of that.
I think. To be honest, there's a certain stigma for having had a go on the Bieber, but at the end of the day, apparently there are like millions of young women out there that really think that's a good thing. So there we go.
Most of Bieber's fans are like 13, 12, 13.
Comments I could make.
Exactly. And they were like threatening her on Twitter. They were like, "I'm going to kill you! Don't you! How dare you! I'm going to kill you!"
I suppose I can bring out the old joke then, recycled into new form. What's got 1,000 legs and no hair?
What?
Sorry, 1,000 legs and no pubic hair.
What?
Front row at a Bieber concert.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
What did you change it from?
I think it was Boyzone or Take That or E17.
Not Take That.
Whatever's popular at the time. You know, back in the day.
So, yeah, so Justin Bieber has not got a kid that anybody knows. So.
Or cares.
Or cares. I don't give a shit.
All right. What other wonderful celebrity tidbits have we got?
Remember Ryan Giggs, the footballer?
Yes.
Well, he's still around, isn't he?
He had some dirty sex stuff going on, didn't he?
Bloody hell, he caused the right controversy. He was shagging this bird, Imogen Thomas, from Big Brother.
Oh, wow, it went mental.
The only reason that it was such a massive deal, because if he was coming in and out of papers, it would have been in and out of papers within 2 weeks.
Wasn't it the super injunction?
It was the injunction. Oh, yeah. It was the most drawn-out thing in history. It's like saying to yourself, getting an injunction is like saying to someone, I have got something so big, I don't want anyone to know what it is. This is what it is, but don't tell anyone. And then that's what it is, and then you're making it bigger than what it is, because I don't give a fuck whether he cheated on his missus. But they made this such a massive scandal that it kind of wound me up to the point where I was like, I do want to know about this.
Funny, that bit didn't affect me. I didn't give a fuck before or after.
But you're an idiot.
Yeah, silly twat. He's got a lovely family. But wants to put his knob in a Z-list celebrity.
But he ended up shagging his brother's missus, which is even worse.
Oh, no, it could have been worse than that. It could have just been his brother.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I'm trying not to. Oh, you're right there, boy. Oh,
Arnold Schwarzenegger news.
Oh, yes. Yes,
from 2011, he had a secret love child with his maid.
Cool.
Fair she play. Was fucking ugly, though.
Was she?
What the fuck was he thinking?
You're disappointing.
It's almost like he can get what he wants.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Get down!
But there was a...
Suck my cock! Do it!
The last bit was good, but I didn't realise that was meant to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
But you are... But you wear my cock! That's it. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. It's very, very good. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, man. Yeah, no, so ended his marriage to Maria Shriver.
Who?
His wife.
Why wasn't she called Maria Schwarzenegger? Nigger.
Oh, she's actually more...
Nigger.
Nigger. Nigger bone. She's actually more prestigious than him, though, because she's part of the Kennedy family. Not the Kennedy family, the Bouvier family.
Was that like as in Marge Simpson?
Marge Bouvier. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, but Jackie Bouvier, you know, the...
JFK's Marge, Mrs. Patty and Selma.
No, JFK. John F. Kennedy.
The airport.
Got shot. That president
got
shot.
Oh, yeah, he had an argument about a bookshop or something.
What?
The Texas Book Repository.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
See, it's not a podcast where we talk about history. You talk about X Factor and...
Actually, it's conspiracy theories, if you like, because Texas Book Repository, Grassy Knoll. Take your pick.
Okay, we're going to move on from there. Ah! Hugh Grant become a dad at the age of 51.
Hugh something Mungo Grant, I believe.
Mungo.
That came out in the the old inquiry about the press, who's what I can't remember the name of, but yeah, it's fucking brilliant. That was the most interesting thing that came out the entire Leveson inquiry to me. All this freedom of the press. And you know, phone hacking and shit came out. The fact that one of Hugh's middle brains is Mungo.
What the fuck would Mungo come from? What a stupid name.
If you like, there was a Saint Mungo.
A Mungo, to drink it in the Congo.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, the thing is, to me, after having seen Blazing Saddles, one of my favourite ever films, Mungo's a great name. Why don't we give him the Mungo? Mungo like candy.
Alright, Rihanna, she got told to cover up because she was getting half naked in a field in Northern Ireland.
It's cold out there.
Yeah, but she got naked because she's a dirty slave.
I have no feelings about her at all, apart from a mild dislike.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen had a meltdown.
Charlie Sheen's an awesome man.
Winning!
Yeah, I love this, because you get someone like Amy Winehouse go shit crazy mental on drugs and alcohol, and, ugh, God, scum. Yeah, probably best if she's dead. Sheen does it, and he's a fucking legend.
He makes millions.
Yeah.
Fucking millions from it.
Doesn't really add up.
It's funny though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the charisma he does it with.
I've got a Charlie Sheen winning t-shirt at home.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Things though, now if I wear it, it's a bit dated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give it another year, it'd be retro.
To be honest, I've got a t-shirt upstairs, it's gone in the loft now, because I bought it when Bush was president. At the moment you get Barack Obama come in, well maybe it can come out back now, but he was much loved and a black president and all that, but my Lee Harvey Oswald Where Are You When Your Country Needs You Now t-shirt.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, if you said it now,
yeah.
Racist.
Yeah, Texas Book Repository.
See, he's giving all this stuff I have no idea what he's talking about.
You really don't?
No.
JFK was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald from the window of the Texas Book Repository.
Yeah.
And the whole conspiracy theory is there was at least one other gunman who actually took the killing shot, potentially from a grassy knoll nearby.
What the fuck is a grassy knoll?
It's like a little lump, a mound, if you like.
Why don't you just say that here? Why don't you say that little lump, little ill?
Little ill?
Little ill.
Little ill.
Little ill.
Little ill.
Yeah.
Because no one would know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, because they say that little ill over there. Oh, yeah, yeah. A fucking grass knoll. What's a knoll? You're just wasting me time. What is it? Little ill. Oh, okay.
Well, some people just don't think to phrase things in such a way.
Some people are just not as clever as me.
That's what it is, mate. That's what it is. They just can't communicate the way you do.
See, I communicate last time.
Fucking proper.
Getting out of me.
Yeah.
Even somebody... I had a message on Twitter after somebody listened to the Ask American podcast, and they said, I took it as a compliment. I don't think I should have, because it wasn't.
No, they didn't say you can't.
Yeah, it was close. He said, listen to 12 minutes of Ask an American, what the fuck are those Chinese people saying?
What?
I don't sound Chinese, do I?
I don't get it.
He thinks we sounded Chinese. Because he couldn't understand a fucking word we were saying.
Oh, right. Oh, the Essex accent does sound awfully Chinese.
Well, people can understand you better than they can understand me.
Yeah, things I because still I'm, see myself as having an accent. It's just, you're worse.
I mumble and I talk shit.
Yeah.
And I slang a lot.
Yeah.
I use words that I shouldn't use. And sometimes I don't construct a sentence properly. I kind of take words out.
Yeah.
And just say the words. And if it makes a sentence.
And it's glottal stops all the way.
I'm like, you do that. Right. Yeah. I don't even know why I'm even fucking doing a podcast.
You like talking shit.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. So, 2011.
That was my Charlie Sheen meltdown, that was.
That's beautiful.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher split up.
Oh yeah, that's some news.
Because she got a bus pass, and then he realised how fucking old she was.
Yeah.
And he decided to fucking move.
The thing is, when he started out, he was probably like, fuck yeah, Demi Moore!
Yeah! And someone said, you do know she's not been fit since the 80s. And she's like, really? I reckon Ashton Kutcher was on drugs.
Oh, I've no idea.
But Demi Moore, she looks alright with an airbrush. But
with a hairbrush?
Airbrushed. In, like, pictures.
Looks alright with a hairbrush. But when she gets up first thing, she's a proper fucking
We all know celebrities look nice in pictures that have been airbrushed and they've taken loads of time to get themselves done up.
Yeah.
But when she walks in from
Jesus
having a
Christ,
shit...
Jesus, I probably wouldn't appear to be totally fucking ugly if...
Exactly. He's sitting in the... Like, he wakes up in the morning and looks at her, like, Jesus fucking Christ, woman. Yeah.
That's why he's only got one arm left.
Put your face on. Comrade Murray...
Got
sentenced to 4 years in jail for killing Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Murray. Yep. Good old Doc Murray.
Dr. Murray killed Michael Jackson with the candlestick in the dining room.
Bollocks, I didn't have those cards.
Is that a fucked
you
up
could actually thing? Have Michael
Should
Jackson
Should we do
Cluedo?
Michael Jackson Cluedo?
Oh, or celebrity Cluedo, to be honest. Amy Winehouse in the bedroom without the drugs.
Yeah, there you go. There's a twist on the Cluedo thing. It's not just, you know... You open a new card, a new person dies, like Amy Winehouse has died.
Elvis Presley, in the toilet, not certain.
With the hamburger.
Yeah.
Who else has died? Gaddafi, on the back of the truck.
That was in the sewers, wasn't it?
No, no, that's Saddam Hussein. Found in the sewers. No. Oh, no, Gaddafi was found in the sewers, but he didn't get killed until he was on the back of a truck and he was beating the shit out of by his...
Oh, he was executed. Gunshot.
No, that was Bin Laden.
No.
Bin Laden.
No.
Bin Laden back of a palace.
Yeah, but that was taken out by the state, by the US military. But I thought Gaddafi got shot by some of his own citizens.
Probably.
But there we go. Who knows?
Kim Jong-il. He died.
Very ill.
I didn't even know he was ill.
Yeah, no, he's been ill for years. You could tell it.
I mean, I'm not even going to talk about it because I ain't got a fucking clue who he is. The only thing I know from is Team America.
Kim Jong-il, the former, I don't know if he's president or emperor of North Korea.
Dictator.
But it's King Jong-un or something like that. He's
King Jong-il.
Late 20s son has taken over. And will probably declare war on the world just to prove his military prowess, which would be nice.
So if you're listening to this, King Jong-il's son, we love you. Please don't kill us.
Come here and be our leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking rock.
Exactly. But, Celebrity Cluedo.
Yeah, I like that.
Michael Jackson Cluedo, amazing.
I think we can get onto the, who is it, Hasbro Games or something make it, perhaps?
Surely there's an app we can create.
No, the thing is, we couldn't create the... we couldn't call it Cluedo, though, you see. This is the problem.
We call it...
Cluedo. It's called Clue in America.
Who do?
Who don't?
Who... I don't know.
Who done it?
We have to think about it a bit more.
Clue done it.
Don't give people ideas. They might...
Oh, yeah. We're gonna get... You know, this is going to go out, and 2 days later, we're going to fucking see someone make billions out of that idea.
All right, well, so... Anything else you think happening in the year?
2011? Nah, nothing.
Bit boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, fuck all happened.
Football was played, people died, people were born,
yeah.
people had divorces.
Fucking Elvis.
No, this is 2011.
No, Elvis the Crocodile.
Elvis the Crocodile.
Yeah, best bit of news very recently.
It's amazing how we're talking end of the year about stuff that happened last week.
Oh yeah, because that's the stuff you remember, isn't it?
I can't remember what happened in January.
Well... Basically, you got Elvis the Crocodile. I like this bit of news. He's a 5 metre long sea crocodile over in Australia.
Australia.
We love you, mate. But basically, he was in captivity because he kept attacking fishing boats. So rather than shoot the little glider, they decided to take him into this wildlife park. One of the animal keepers there is mowing the lawn and the crocodile comes out, fucking grabs the lawnmower and drags it in a death roll. He's bitten into it so hard he's totally fucked the lawnmower, obviously broken off 2 teeth in it. But I did like it. I was listening to the interview with the old wildlife bloke and he's saying, well, yeah, the lawnmower was pretty bush, but we had to get it out. So I tempted him over the other side of the pond with some meat. And my boss went in and got the lawnmower out. And I just thought, fucking hell, you've got a 5 metre long crocodile and you're trusting your mate dangling a bit of fucking steak while you go into the water to pull out a lawnmower.
Did they get the lawnmower?
They got the lawnmower. It's fucked.
Surely insurance...
It ain't going again.
Insurance would cover that.
I think the publicity will do them. They'll pay for the cost of a lawnmower at the very least. But I did like that. Elvis. But apparently, Elvis...
Why do you call him Elvis?
That's his name.
Why has a crocodile got ever known?
Why have your cats got names?
Because they live in the house of my pets. This isn't a pet crocodile. This is a wild crocodile.
Yeah, and they use it as an identifier. Maybe they should call it Crocodile Not 197B.
Well, it doesn't matter, because a crocodile's not going to come to you when you call it. My cats, when I call it its name, if I say Charlie, it walks over to me. If I call my dog Buddy, it walks over to me.
To be honest, ideally what you want with a crocodile is when you call its name, it stays the fuck away.
Exactly. I don't want it to come to me.
Yeah.
So don't start giving it a name.
Yeah.
Because then it might come to you, like, what? You fucking call me, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking eat you, and that lawnmower.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Right, so, 2011.
What do you do for New Year, Will?
New Year? Fuck all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, we're visiting the in-laws in Wales.
You're going to Wales? You're going out of the country?
Yeah. I'll take my passport.
To Wales.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, fast them sheep.
Boy-o.
There's not one virgin sheep in Wales left.
But lambing season is on its way.
Lambing season. Were you going to shag a sheep in Wales?
It's a bit colder this time of year. I normally wait until late spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all really woolly.
Well, because it rains a lot in Wales at the best of time, and you found the ground awfully slippy when you're chasing them.
All right, I was doing joking. Don't start telling me your fucking last story. So, Oddcast Podcast, episode 23, end of the year.
Yeah.
2011. Did you have a good Christmas, Will?
I had a lovely Christmas, old boy. Lovely.
What did you get?
Chronic indigestion.
Yeah, I felt like overate far too much.
Oh, it was seriously good, but got to Boxing Day and I couldn't even drink properly anymore.
No,
I had a few glasses of wine, a couple of strong Belgian ales, dropped the port and couldn't drink anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's terrible. Just not right.
Will's full.
Yeah, I was actually full. But I had a lovely time, got some nice presents, not a massive amount of stuff.
Smellies, some nice stuff. Jumpers, socks, pants.
Did get a hat.
Got a hat?
Yeah, nice hat. Got some brewing kits.
Brewing kits? What for?
A couple of Dunmo brewery kits. Got the after dinner bitter and another one that I can't remember, but yeah, a couple of nice ales.
Gonna make me some beer.
No, I'm gonna make me some beer.
Gonna make Will some beer.
Damn right. When you give me my siphon back.
You ain't having anything. Ever.
Fucker.
There you go. It's your fucking song. I better make some before I get back to you. Do you know what I got for Christmas?
Ooh, I reckon you got a microphone.
Hey! Do you know what else I got for Christmas?
I have no idea. What could you possibly have gotten?
Secret Santa at work.
Yeah.
Somebody got me.
Yeah.
Danny Minogue's autograph.
Oh, you poor fucker. Right, let's test of how good your microphone is and see if this is picked up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pissing in the corner.
I reckon that come out quite nicely.
Oh, yeah.
That's made some people sitting on a train right now want to go to the toilet.
Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, damn that autograph. Don't diss the Minogue.
I'm not dissing the Minogue.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And she tweeted me. I'm famous now. She
really?
Knows who I am. She did. Tweeted me the other day.
Yeah, what did she tweet you?
Tweet, tweet.
Stop fucking stalking me.
Yeah, tweet, tweet. I'm suing you. Here's an injunction. Fucking leave me alone. No, it's a tweet, tweet. I wrote that I got her autograph, put a little picture up, and obviously I put her in, her tagged her in it.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's just you're edging closer to the mic to tell the world about your Danny Minogue autograph.
Yeah, and she tweeted me back, so thank you very much, Danny Minogue.
Rock on. I'm sure she's a listener.
Friend of the podcast.
Damn right.
Definitely.
I prefer Kylie.
Oh, no, let's not have this fight. Okay. Movies, Will.
Oh, I love movies, mate.
Here is the top 10 movies highest grossing of 2011.
As in the people, most people were fleeced.
Yeah.
Stuff most people paid money to see. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what utter shite.
I don't know how correct it is.
Well, it's the top grossing. At least you got a statistic. Because yeah. I just hate that. You know, when you get those fucking, the best 100 films or the funniest TV moments.
Yeah.
As voted by who?
Some bloke at home on their fucking phone or their.
Fuck
send it.
It
in with a postcard.
I hate the bastards.
Okay, let's start off at number 10. It's in the UK. I don't know how correct it is, but it's a list. Rio. Did you see that one?
No.
One about the big
CGI
bird. No, it's about a bird from Brazil or something. That.
Right.
Not a bird, an actual winged bird, not just a bird from Brazil.
I always used to fuck up there. It's like, you know, the two-legged variety.
Yeah. The one with the big, the blue tits. I mean, you know, the one with the... You know what I'm talking
the great
about.
Tits.
Yeah.
No, fuck.
The DreamWorks.
Long-tailed tits.
No, 20th no. Century film it is. And...
No, I didn't see it. What happened?
That's not about a bird who loses its way. He has to go find his way home.
It was basically The Incredible Journey, but with an animated
it's
bird.
A comedy film.
Sounds hilarious.
Looks boring.
Yeah.
Cars 2 coming number 2.
Well, I saw Cars 1, if that helps. Well, I saw some of it, I fell asleep.
Cars 2 looks shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Smurfs coming number 8.
Are we getting the feeling that these highest grossing ones are basically the ones that adults have had pester power to go and see?
You'll notice that when it gets towards the end. Smurfs.
So it's all shite.
The Smurfs hasn't been fucking popular since 1983. Why the fuck are they bringing that film now?
I don't know, but I still like to think of Blue Tack as Smurf poo.
Smurf poo. It's Blue Tack, nice one. Hangover Part 2.
Actually, I will see that at some point.
It's
quite
a good
like
film.
The first one.
Very funny film.
Yeah.
Fast 5. which is Fast and Furious 5, coming at number 6.
For fuck's sake, why won't they just fucking stop?
Vin Diesel, The Rock. The sequel everybody wanted to happen, apparently.
No, it just needs to stop. The first one wasn't bad, the second one wasn't good, and it didn't improve, I'm sure. I've seen the trailers.
Are you telling me you didn't like Tokyo Drift? The third one.
Was there anything to like?
And you didn't like Fast and Furious, the fourth one.
I stopped watching them.
And you don't like Fast 5?
No, I don't think I will.
Well, then they're making a Fast 6.
I'm so pleased.
So you'll be front row.
Oh, fuck yes.
Number 5, Twilight Saga.
Box of matches. Oh, don't go.
Breaking Dawn Part 1. Team Edward, Team Jacob. Team Bella.
Team watching something else.
Team refuse to pay.
Yeah.
Team staying in.
It's not even refuse to pay, team refuse to watch.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not saying, oh, it's on telly now, I'll watch that. No, I refuse. Point blank. Can't fucking stand the shit.
Number 4, Kung Fu Panda 2.
I liked Kung Fu Panda, the first one.
Haven't seen the second one.
Wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Stranger Tides.
Pirates of the Caribbean, again, brilliant first film.
They've the got progressively worse, haven't they?
Proper cash-ins. It was just, we're Disney. We found a successful formula.
Got
Let's
bored.
Milk the fuck out of it.
There's no milk in this one. A lot of rum.
Yeah, might have been rum and milk.
Oh, curdle.
No, it works.
Transformers, Dark of the Moon. The worst Transformers film.
Is it Dark of the Moon or Dark Side of the Moon?
No, it's a Dark of the Moon, yeah.
Well, fair enough. Maybe it's called, I'm thinking Pink Floyd, but Dark of the Moon.
Again,
Transformers films. I think we do the review of that Transformers film?
It was amazing.
We've spoken about Transformers films.
I think it was the last podcast.
Yeah. Christ, that was fucking weeks ago. No wonder we don't remember it.
And Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I don't mind.
Which
the
is amazing.
Films.
Yeah. That grossed fucking well over a billion worldwide.
Well, that is amazing. Yes, I'll agree with that. Are you saying the film's amazing as well?
Film's good. It's not amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Yeah, it's just the whole Harry Potter thing. But I would say, with a couple of exceptions, and sadly exceptions, each one of those was piss-awful franchises. Hang on. How many of those films, just out of interest, weren't sequels?
Oh, fuck. Or I've lost a page.
Part twos or whatever. Because you had Rio.
That weren't a sequel. That wasn't.
Yeah, that's the only one, I think. Everything else was a follow-up.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Transformers. And they say creativity is dead. Bring on the franchises. If it works, milk the fucker. Love it.
Word from Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Will. YouTube.
YouTube.
The phenomenal video sharing site.
Benton!
Benton!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They've got the top 10 most watched videos in the UK.
Yep.
Of 2011. I'm going to run down.
Okay, I might have seen some of them.
Okay.
But probably not.
Do you want to come and stand here?
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to fuck the sound for a bit, but there we go. Alright, what excitement have we got? Oh, tell you what. I know, this is a bit crazy.
Hang on. Whoa, this adjusts the fence.
Do not adjust your ears. That's okay. Probably about fucked, but there we go. Right, what excitement have we here?
Okay, so we've got this one here. This one is called ASDF Movie 4. I know what it is. It's a series of sketches by an animator called Thomas Ridgewell.
So is the plan to watch each one of these to full length?
No.
Thank God.
And this one is a load of little clips.
Okay.
Sketches. So let's see whether you find it funny. If you find it funny, we're going with you.
I'm going to do an internet. Well, I'm going to do a book.
Oh. Ooh.
The Science Show.
Piano. Whose idea was this?
This is a robbery.
Oh. Hey, kid, you can't skate here. You can't tell me what to do. I want to be a
Wow, this is some of the finest entertainment I have seen in my life.
Well, I stole your face.
Some random little cartoons about nothing.
Absolutely shit all.
And that's one of the most watched things of the year.
How zany.
Okay, next was Talking Babies.
Talking Twin Babies Part 2 official video.
Yeah. This is an 18-month-old twins whose gibberish conversations clocked up millions of viewers worldwide. Two
minutes of babies just going.
There's two kids in their diapers.
Nappies.
Yes, thank you.
They're nappies. And they're in a kitchen and they're having a conversation with each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm bored of this. Which is kind of bad, seeing as we're expecting a baby in 7 weeks now. But no, I'm bored of that.
Yeah.
I get the concept, yeah.
Yeah, two babies talking.
Beautiful.
Right. Do you remember...
Skip straight on.
No, because this is a remix.
Okay.
So, Rebecca Black's Friday video was one of the big talking things of last year.
Why?
Because it's so awful.
Right.
But what somebody's done, which is genius,
yeah,
they've remixed it and overdubbed it themselves in the style of Christopher Walken.
Wow.
So
that's got to be
this
amazing.
This is Rebecca Black's Friday, Brock's dub.
Waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends,
hey Rebecca,
kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back,
get the fuck over here.
I can understand maybe some of the reason people go into American high schools with guns.
It's Friday, right day, gotta get down, it's Friday.
You can stop that now, it's awful even with this. I quite like that my hand is a dolphin bit, I'll give it that.
The weekend. Yeah.
That wasn't particularly Christopher Walken.
It was a little bit.
Nothing like Christopher Walken. It's almost as much like Christopher Walken as your Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah, I need to really practice that, don't
I? I think you need to give it some work, old boy.
Okay. Now, next up was Diary of a Bad Man, number 5. I don't find these that funny, which is why I'm so amazed by this list.
Comedy sketches revolving around a young man with the mentality of a 7-year-old.
Growing up.
Okay, let's take the piss out of mental health issues.
Yeah.
Rock on.
So I'm just going to skip it into...
Please?
I can't find a good bit where he's actually talking.
And my dad will be like...
Hey, Peter, can you pass the doll?
Why are you laughing? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, crazy man? Hey, out of nowhere, I start talking!
God, it's like a Chris Rock.
It's just not funny. But
it just reminds me of Chris Rock, actually.
It's getting loads and loads and loads of hits. Next one was MasterChef. You ever watched MasterChef?
Yeah, MasterChef.
They made a dance music set to what he was saying. This is pretty genius.
You say, where's all the... See, that's not actually too bad. Yeah, that one's not too bad. The first thing they think is, they're taking the hobbits to Isengard!
Oh, you love that thing.
I fucking love that.
And number 5, there was an audition from Britain's Got Talent with a Gippo kid that sang a song.
Wow, I'm amazed you skipped that, old boy.
I'm quite happy with that.
Oh, no, that's fine.
The next one was an animation, and this is amazing. It's literally had more than 53 million hits of a Nyan Cat, it's called, and it's literally a cartoon 8-bit looking
Nyan Cat.
Just
it's just got a bit of a cult status these
just
days.
Just going through like a rainbow, just for 3 minutes to this music.
What? I can actually say I've now had enough of that music. Do you reckon people actually have that on their headphones to listen to?
Well, they have now. Where was this on the train?
Poor fuckers.
We do apologise. Next one was brilliant. This was the Charlie Sheen. You know when he went on the interview, had an interview where he was talking about winning.
Oh yeah,
Tiger Blood. Someone made another dubstep version, kind of mix like they just did with the MasterChef. So this is the Charlie Sheen Songify This winning song.
Volume leveling issues, you can't make out his words. No, you see, it's not nearly got the charm. I still love that.
I'm by winning. By winning.
Are you bipolar? I'm by winning.
And this one was a T-Mobile advert.
Fucking viral advertising.
It was for the royal wedding, and it was all the members of the royal wedding coming down the aisle to House of Love.
Or actors.
Yeah, but this was number one. This was a dog talking to its owner.
Oh, you see, now that is beautiful.
But
doesn't work particularly well on a podcast.
But if you listen to
it, are you going to be linking to these?
Oh, there will be a link on podpod.uk.wordpress.com.
Beautiful.
Here is a bit. Here you can hear the sound.
Yeah.
And it's literally someone's overdubbed it.
It's beautiful. Just imagine a very cute dog making the hurty noises.
You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there. Yeah, you know, steak, you know, juicy. Well, I ate that too. But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago, and I put something together really special. You're going to love this one. I took some chicken. I put some, put some cheese on it. And I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats. Yeah. Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
That one is a beauty.
So this is the video of someone overdubbing their dog yawning.
Yeah, but the dog's yawning, but he's got very soulful eyes. It's just very nicely done. I do like that one.
My favourite has been Fenton! Jesus Christ!
Yeah, well, where was Fenton?
It wasn't on there.
To be honest, YouTube is worldwide.
Yes.
But you notice, I think every single one of them, with the exception of Nine Cat, was
Nine Cat. What the fuck was that?
I can't recall, but it's just become a bit of a cult meme thing.
What the fuck? I mean, I make the podcast that three people are listening to. Two of them.
Yeah, well, the other one, my brother, yeah.
And there's a fucking 8-bit computerized cat riding the rainbow.
Yeah.
To some annoying music, and it's hitting 53 million hits.
That tells you how shit this podcast must be.
And oh, how good it is. It's like cult. So it's, it gets on one of the American shows, gets cancelled in its prime because no one watches it. And years ago, they're like, bring it back! And we'll be long gone by then.
Well, if we are long gone, we'll still say, well, pay us.
Yeah, if you won't fucking pay for podcasts, who pays for podcasts?
Mugs, generally.
If you're a mug, tweet me at Barker Podcast and you can send me all your information.
Yeah.
I set up a PayPal account just for you.
Yes, you see, me nan, she's the widow of the former Nigerian Minister for Finance. And if you want to send us your bank details, that's how I make my money.
Oh, well, so I suppose that's the end of 2011 for us, really.
Yeah.
It's been a kind of a simple podcast today. We've just been easing our way back into it.
No movie reviews, nothing like that.
No,
well, there was a movie review, which one said, it's all fucking cashing in.
It's all shit. It's all fucking shit. It's all fucking shit. But, this is literally what I'm going to call the crossover period, because we're moving into 2012.
Yeah.
Well, Oddcast will be me and Will.
Indeed.
Billy may pop in and out. Yeah. We may even have other guests.
We may indeed.
Because we've got things like that. So, we're in a crossover period where some segments will change.
Yeah, we're having to play around with the format.
Just to sort you out and to appeal to more people. But it's going to be the same goodness.
Yep. Oddness. Hopefully less talking about the X Factor.
Yeah, if I can help it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that I have to.
Well, the trouble is, it's like putting a red flag in front of a bull or a red rag.
A red rag?
Or a red car.
Like a period rag?
Yeah, jam rag.
Jam rag, okay.
It's like a jam rag to a bull or flies. Ah.
So just literally saying thank you to everyone who's listening in 2011.
Yeah, cheers.
And hope they're going to listen in 2012.
Hope they are listening in 2012.
Yeah, I hope will, exactly. Cause if
even if it's their second time around.
Yeah. So hopefully episode 24 which will, we might have a little bit of a break or try
come up with some new material.
Yep, to sort ourselves out. So if you don't hear from us for a couple of weeks, don't worry, we're still alive.
Yeah.
Or if we're dead, you know, that's your fault.
Yeah, sorry. We didn't feel loved enough. We
killed ourselves. Like all angry whiners.
You reckon that's what it was?
Nah.
No, I reckon she was shot by a grassy knoll.
Well, like Little Will.
Yeah, Little Will.
Little Will. But yeah, so it's been quite a part. It's like an end of a kind of end of that saga, moving into a new beginning.
What is it? Every end is a new beginning.
Yeah. When one door closes, a window opens, or something like that.
Yeah.
You want to get the fucking bearings right, because if you shut the door and a window open, that's your house.
Well, that's the trouble, you know. You'd always have to be running the heating. Yeah. You're drafty as fuck.
A drafty house.
Yeah.
You live in a drafty house, make you shut that door.
Damn right. On the barn.
Yeah. So, yeah, have you got any ideas? Can we just get a bit of a teaser for what 2012's Oddcast podcast could entail with Will on board?
Ooh.
What is he going to bring into it? Like, we've had we have
negativity.
We had movie news, entertainment news. We had a cunt cupboard, which we may have to give up because that was Billy's.
That was Billy's.
Feel
little
a bit
baby,
bad about keeping it on without Billy on board. So that may have to be a what's the word? Later rest.
All right.
We also had trailer breakdown.
We could go for a penis pantry.
We're definitely going to keep a trailer breakdown.
Trailer breakdown sounds beautiful.
We have some great trailers in 2012.
Oh, I look forward to that.
We're going to keep up with some movie news, entertainment news.
But we're open to suggestions as well.
Yeah, we want to hear your stuff. I know.
No, we don't want to hear your stuff. We just want to hear your ideas. Seriously, don't start sending us podcasts. For the love of fucking God. I don't fucking listen to
there
podcasts.
There is one thing which I want to do, which I have got ready to play out at the end of this episode.
Ooh.
You're in for a treat.
Oh, yeah.
There's a band called The Filthy Habits. Anybody heard of them? Anybody? No. Alright, they're a new band. They're an Essex bass band. And he got onto me and asked me if I could play it out on Rude Radio.
Yeah.
And I said, sure, if you want me to, if you allow me to.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to have permission these days. And I said, alright, I'll put it in the podcast. It went brilliant. Play it. So I'm going to play it at the end. And if you want to visit, find out who they are, you can find them on Facebook and Twitter.
And you'll be linking to them on the website.
And go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You will find everything you need to know, which we've been chatting about. That's what I'm going to do. Now we're going to have like a more of a rundown each episode of links, what to find, what we talked about.
Let's keep it organised.
So it's going to be more structured.
We're going to be crazy slick.
We're going to be proper organised motherfuckers, man. We're going to be sitting there making everything proper crochet.
What?
Kosher.
Crochet. We're going to be doing crochet.
We're going to do crochet. Did I say crochet? Oh, fuck. I meant kosher. But yeah, what can you think of, Will?
Oh, I don't know. We've got all sorts of options. I reckon there might be potential for a weekly rant.
Oh, a weekly Will rant.
Yeah.
A Will rant.
Maybe I can have 60 seconds on what's fucking pissing me off this week.
Oh, no, that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Oh, I was fucking stuck on the train on the way home. Woman there, talking to her mate. Didn't pause for fucking breath between Liverpool Street and Chelmsford. Just me, 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 me. She had a fucking huge suitcase. It was parked on my feet. I'm curled up in the corner trying to read a book. Can't concentrate a single word because I've got all this shite about BMI Baby Airlines website user interface not being as good as Ryanair and EasyJet being vomited into my ears.
It's
fucking appalling.
Oh yeah, we're going to have some angry Will.
Yeah.
Angry Will moments. I think we've got them coming up soon.
I have a lot of those.
We do. And today it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of guests. We're going to have Marcus come in.
Yeah.
If anybody listened to the What Does Billy Know podcasts, you will know Marcus. He was in a couple of them.
Indeed.
Great name personally. It's quite a...
He's a bit of a dark horse.
He's a dark horse, literally. He's very... keeps himself to himself. You know, don't mess with him.
That
and, we might even get our mate called Ash.
Yeah.
Super Ash.
Basically, we've got some other mates who'd like to talk shit and fancy a crack at this podcast in malarkey.
And if you want to get involved...
Fuck off.
Yeah! Boom! No! You can send us some audio and we'll play it out. If you want to send us little segments.
Little bits, yeah. Alright. We will be venting.
If you're a band and you want us to play out a song, I'll play out a song. Why not?
Yeah, alright.
Fills up air time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we can do that. If you want
as
to send
long as
us
you're
some...
not shy.
Oh, if you're up for Will sitting there giving his who's a good sort of DJ that will kind of give a view?
John B. Hill. He was a fucking legend.
So, Jules Holland.
Jules Holland, that well-known DJ.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Hello and welcome to the Outcast Podcast with Jules
Jesus
Holland.
Jesus Christ, it's like Christopher Walken's in the fucking room.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the new era of the Oddcast Podcast. I really am.
It's going
to
be interesting.
It's going to be ultra interesting.
It's going to be an education.
Okay, so we're going to end...
On a song.
On a song. So, you know, it's not just a good song.
Good.
It's a very good song. Do you actually want to hear it, Will, or should I just tag it on at the end?
No, I'll give it a listen.
He actually wants to hear it.
So no, actually... no, just tag it on at the end, but I've got to say that for the podcast.
Don't you want to hear it? I can get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it, mate.
But yeah, so I hope everyone's enjoyed 2011. I know Billy enjoyed it, and hopefully Billy will be making a...
he'll be back. He can't stay away.
He can't.
Look, he loves it.
Depends what he's up to. I don't know what he's doing. He's always sitting there doing really random shit. But yeah,
he'll be here or he won't.
Okay, so if you want to contact us, it's Barker Podcast on Twitter or at Oddcast Podcast, depending on how you want to talk to me.
Why do you have two Twitters?
It's easy.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that does sound a lot less complicated than having one.
I link the two.
Okay.
I don't know why I do it.
I've not even
looked. I think it's because I use Barker Podcast as well as like a personal account, so it's nice to have a kind of purely podcast one where if someone wants to go there, they can find that stuff in there. I don't know. I'll probably end up getting rid of it, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But I don't care.
You don't? Yeah, you just don't care.
I really don't care. Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You'll find everything you need there. Listen to Ask an American.
Yeah, do it.
Bloody great podcast that is.
Listen to Rude Radio if you like, if you're not at the moment.
If you're listening to Rude Radio, well done, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
You're actually listening to Rude Radio. So if you actually go back and listen to the podcast as well.
Yeah, and post us some money.
Yeah, just give us some money. Send us your credit cards, PIN numbers.
Or just, we take gold bullion, we accept bullion.
We take pennies.
To be honest, I accept
if
bullion.
If every listener gave us a penny, we'd have about 2p.
I reckon we could buy a couple of sweeties.
Not penny sweets though, because penny sweets are now like 5p each.
You can still get penny sweets.
Well, for a penny?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Inflation, mate.
Oh no, they're small. They're a lot smaller than you can still get the fuckers.
Alright. Okay, so I've been Adam and he has been
Adam?
Will.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This has been the Oddcast Podcast. End of 2011. End of an era. Well, we're going to come back refreshed, new, ready to rumble. 2012. So here is a song playing out. The Filthy Habits, Back to the Wall. Hope you enjoy it. If you want to know where they are, search them on Google, Facebook, and you'll find it. Just don't Google image it. Filthy Habits, Google image might come up sounding naughty.
Leave moderate safe search on.
Definitely.
Remember, kids. Actually, fuck it. See what you can find. Post us the results.
Hope everyone has a good new year. We will see you in 2012.
Good night.
Back it's all in our heads anyway. Think twice about the words that we say. Doesn't matter, none of us get out alive anyway. Get up off your knees, stop pretending to pray. Save your troubles for